Dana was not here today because of the death of a friend's mother, but she did prepare this, so she gets the credit. I can probably say that this is the first reflection that I have written so far in advance, and truly feel unprepared. While I am not alone, I feel alone. Alone in this crazy river of life that never seems to run out of current. Something is always coming at you. A problem to solve, a crisis that needs immediate attention, or more work than seems humanly possible to finish. I am not alone. I am not alone in the feelings of being overwhelmed. I described it to our extra insurance people as being in water with currents while breathing out of a straw. Friday was Veterans Day, a day that needs to be recognized and a moment taken to appreciate all of the sacrifices that our veterans and their families have made and continue to make every day. Please take a moment of silence with me to remember all that have fallen and that have served. The death of my friend's mom was unexpected. She was 79 years old, and I had just spent time with her at the tractor pulls in Bowling Green in August. When I got the news, I was not prepared. Then the preparations began. There were 3 hours between us, so I can't just show up to calling hours and drop off a casserole. I am not able to just pop in or take her youngest son to where he needs to be. I have to make plans and prepare, pack a bag, and get my classroom ready for a sub. Why did this list become my priority and suddenly everything else could wait? Perhaps maybe everything that seems a crisis is not. Perhaps we are putting too much pressure on ourselves to be all of these things that society is telling us. Perhaps the places that we are putting too much of ourselves are not the best place for ourselves or those around us. In doing my research for today's reflection, I came across the sermon from Father Hoisington. His words spoke to me, and at the moment are saying things better than I could myself. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Jesus' last sentence in today's gospel reading presents a two-edged sword. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. While Jesus says that you will secure your lives, this will only occur by your perseverance. What that perseverance demands is the sharper side of the sword. We can define the word perseverance as hanging on through what is severe. Not many of us have ever literally faced something as severe as a cliffhanger in the jungles of the Amazon. Yet more than a few of us have faced death. Maybe you were involved in a serious vehicle accident when you came within an inch of losing your life. You might have faced a serious illness that could have been terminal, but for some mysterious reason took a turn for the better. Regardless, every experience of suffering is an occasion for a moral choice between two opposing perspectives. You must choose between looking at suffering as an end or looking at it as a means. The Venerable Monsignor Ivan Eck has a saying that he's well known for. In the face of suffering, you can choose to be bitter, or you can choose to be better. You get to choose. The difference between the two choices is that on one hand, you can choose to be bitter through your own power alone. On the other hand, you can only be better through God's strength. In this Sunday's gospel reading, Jesus describes many types of suffering that his disciples might experience. However, he's not outlining these types of suffering to frighten us, but to alert us both to our need for perseverance and to what perseverance demands from us. There's a distinction that we need to understand in order to appreciate Christian perseverance. God's strength not only makes it possible for us to hang on in spite of what life throws at us, in fact, we hang on to God himself. This Sunday's first reading can help us put into a broader perspective what it means to hang on to God. The first reading is taken from the book of Malachi, which is the last book of the Old Testament. Throughout the book named after him, Malachi prophesies in the name of the Lord about what he calls the day, or sometimes that day. Without knowing Jesus, it's easy to feel fear when Malachi prophesies, "Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord of hosts." However, in the last verse of today's first reading, we hear a message of hope. Malachi prophesies in the name of the Lord. "But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with his healing ways, rays." These are words that can inspire perseverance. Although these words speak of fear, this is a particular type of fear. This is not servile fear, as you would naturally fear a wolf that's bearing down upon you. Malachi prophesies about the type of fear that brings healing and strength. Fear of the Lord's name is another way of speaking about religious awe of God. A more pedestrian way at getting at the same truth is the modern quip, "There are only two things I know for sure. Number one, there is a God. Number two, I'm not him." Of course, it's easy to say such a thing, but harder to live from such a conviction. Nonetheless, what the Jews knew only dimly as in a mirror, Jesus revealed plainly in his very person when he walked on this earth. The most holy name of Jesus literally means God saves. So consider this question. How often do you call on the name of Jesus as you work to persevere through difficulties? You might be tempted to use the holy name of Jesus in vain. But Jesus instead wants us, when we're suffering, to use his name not to express frustration, but to call for the strength that only he can give. Calling on the name of Jesus when striving to persevere in faith may seem quaint to some, or even superstitious. Regardless, make a resolution that three times during the coming week, you'll call on the name of Jesus out loud when you're struggling with some situation, striving to persevere in the life of faith. May your week be filled with peace, joy, and happiness.